After the governor's new pandemic executive order starts next Wednesday, masks will continue to be worn in the College Station and Bryan school districts. Bryan ISD Superintendent Christy Whippick says it is important to not disrupt the routine of students and employees.
Without a doubt, there would be some adults who would not feel comfortable continuing to come to work under the conditions in which, you know, it would change too, with, like, let's say masks being optional or no masks needed.
CSISD Superintendent Mike Martindale says with the mask requirement, they have had only 4 or 5 closed classrooms this year.
If we want to continue forward and do everything we can to keep our facilities open, then masks help us do that.
Martindale says there was a measure of relief when the state announced local districts would be given the option to continue the mask requirement. Bryan Fire Chief Randy McGregor heads into retirement tomorrow after a 37-year career. How funny is it still to hear the word retirement?
Well, it is a little bit funny, you know. You just don't really think that day is ever going to come. And, you know, for myself, I've had a great career with the fire department and something I've always loved to do, and you just think it's going to go on forever.
McGregor says throughout the years, one thing remains the same.
The joy of just helping people. You know, that's what that job is really about. Nothing else. We're there when called to go assist people, and, you know, typically on their worst day. To me, there's just no greater joy than that.
A public reception recognizing McGregor tomorrow at 3 p.m. at the downtown Bryan Fire Station. One of the two questions about the rolling blackouts that we're getting from listeners is why is my neighborhood had multiple outages and others have had no outages? College Station Utilities Electric Director Timothy Crabb says one reason is meeting a state requirement of identifying which feeder lines will not be turned off during rolling blackouts.
We have to program the breaker, so that's a once-a-year report that we report to ERCOT, and we report which feeders are on that program. So those feeders cannot be used in the rolling outages.
The same ERCOT rule applies at BTU, and like CSU, BTU General Manager Gary Miller says there are some critical load feeders that are not turned off.
There's also feeders that have hospitals and police departments and fire departments and nursing homes and, you know, all types of businesses like that that we cannot interrupt also. So, you know, there are neighborhoods that are on those feeders that probably would not have been interrupted during this event.
Crabb says all of CSU's repair crews, and Miller says most of BTU repair calls have been associated with the rolling blackout. A Bryan man stabbed to death at work last Friday morning was recorded on video. Bryan police used that and information from the victim's co-workers to arrest the victim's brother on a murder charge. Bryan police arrest report contains no information what led to the death of 39-year-old Rogelio Martinez Jr.
It sounds like the suspect is the one that initiated everything at this time, so the investigation is still ongoing, and our investigators are still working through the interview process to try to figure out why or what led up to all this event to happen.
Bryan Police Officer Cole Taylor says the stabbing was in the showroom of the R&R tire store.
Employees got involved in trying to separate at least the suspect away from the victim.
30-year-old Randy Condi of Bryan jailed in lieu of a $500,000 bond. Clinton College trustees approved the sale of land to Bryan ISD the night after the BISD board approved the purchase to build the district's new transportation and maintenance center. The sale price of nearly $4.6 million is a profit of $800,000 for Blinn. College spokesman says the price was determined after negotiating with BISD according to Blinn policy. BISD Superintendent Christy Whitbeck talked about the purchase before she and the board discussed it behind closed doors.
Land purchase tonight, I know that we'll come back out and have more information about that, but getting our new maintenance and transportation center.
BISD board members and Blinn trustees and administrators had nothing to say after executive sessions before or after unanimous votes regarding the 95 acres at Leonard Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. The mayors of the Twin Cities will be ringing bells at Salvation Army Red Kettles tomorrow during the noon hour. Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson was asked about the friendly competition after this week's special city council meeting.
The City College Station has done the very best. They've knocked it out of the park for the last, you know, for several years since I've been mayor. You know, we're bringing out the best in them, and it's one of those competitions that both of us are setting records regardless of who wins.
College Station Mayor Carl Mooney gave the invitation at the end of the last city council meeting.
Come on over and bring your money, and maybe we can collect more than Bryan. It's never happened before.
Mooney will be at the College Station Walmart. Nelson at the Briarcrest Walmart tomorrow during the noon hour.